Sam, how else should Americans try to keep themselves safe? Should we avoid going to crowded areas or big events or, you know, landmarks?
Well, I do say this from experience. The government has been working for decades to counter this threat. They've been preparing. We have so many active investigations that were underway even before what happened with Operation Epic Fury. So the government relies on partnerships in a situation like this, partnerships to increase intelligence collection with foreign partners, partnerships with businesses, Gail, to make sure that their resilience to potential cyber intrusions are strong, and partnerships with the public. If you see something, say something. And everybody in this moment needs to be on heightened alert and to reach out to government officials if they see something suspicious and to maintain extra vigilance.
You know, I was in the airport this weekend. I feel like my head's on a swivel. It just seems so unsettling to me.
For sure.
Well, there are heightened patrols.
Yeah.
We have a physical deterrent presence out there to tell bad actors if you act, you probably may not be successful. But what's happening behind the scenes is important, that enhanced intelligence collection, enhanced surveillance, and more.